This is David Rubin. Welcome to Warriors Forum. Today my guest is Philip L. Pringle, Chaplain, United States Army, Southern Baptist, and we're going to be talking about the Patriot Outreach Program. Chaplain Pringle is a big supporter of Patriot Outreach. So I'll begin by welcoming Chaplain Pringle. Welcome to the show, Chaplain.
Thank you, David. I'm glad to be here.
Well, let me ask you, how did you find out about the Patriot Outreach Program? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, David, that's a good question. I tell you what, one day I went into my chaplain's office where I currently serve at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, and there was actually a coping strategies CD disc in my office that had been sent to me from Patriot Outreach. I put it in my briefcase, carried it around for a couple of months, and I decided to get it out and look at it. And I started listening to it, especially the Be Still and No Exercise. And I thought, I've been learning this for several years, and I realized it was very good material for me as a chaplain. And I started passing these materials out to soldiers and military personnel that I meet.
So you found that the coping strategies is having a real impact on the military personnel that are coming back from the battlefield. Is that true?
I agree. It helps those who are coming back from combat. It can help any of us in preparation to going to combat. I think it helps us in our stress management, dealing with relationships, our stresses and strains of everyday living and in home or in our organizational structures. And, you know, what I like about it, it's psychologically sound. And for me as a Christian chaplain, for me, I look at it through the grid of my spirit, and is it mentally sound, emotionally sound? It's psychologically sound, and it also helps me spiritually.
So for those who are struggling with the effects, the aftermath of the battlefield, of war, you found that this to be a very effective tool in helping to center oneself coming back to the civilian world. And when it comes right down to it, it's PTSD, isn't it? Or is there another way that you would like to describe it?
From my point of view as a chaplain, there's more than one way to look at it than just PTSD. Certainly in my training, I'm trained to look for what we call combat stress reaction and those kinds of symptoms. And any of us under enough trauma or enough stress in have a grouping of symptoms that could be included in PTSD. But even myself, when I served over there, you might say when I was under enough stress, I had maybe one or two symptoms, but it doesn't mean I had post-traumatic stress disorder. But what I noticed in passing out the coping strategies, soldiers don't often like to talk about their depression or their anxiety. But if I talk about, hey, how much stress are you going through? They say, oh, chaplain, I got a lot of stress. And so I will give them this coping strategy and say, hey, try this out. It will help you with your management of stress. And that seems to work.
Okay, so I understand there's a lot of different symptoms associated with post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, depression. People tend to move towards control substances as a way of coping. What if people are already experiencing this kind of post-traumatic stress disorder, the PTSD symptoms, even before deployment? And it does coping strategies actually help them to get a handle on these symptoms?
Number one, I work to normalize those symptoms because technically post-traumatic stress disorder, the way I define it, it's a physiological response to a situation that we consider the traumatic event, such as an accident or the death or through a skirmish in the battle zone or whatever, or it could be an accident here back home. Say a family member is injured in a fire in a home or something. So it's actually a physiological response to trauma in our lives or perceived trauma. And so what I say to them, I normalize this, that any of us, including myself, if I go through enough stress or through enough sudden life change or traumatic event, I am susceptible to experiencing these symptoms that could be related to post-traumatic stress disorder.
So you might say that the coping strategies method is a sort of inoculation or an immunization against the stress, the anxiety, the fear, all of these associated issues that surround the stress of war. In other words, can the coping strategies create more resilient warriors due to the fact that they can have more inner control, inner self-control, emotional control?
I think it is. And I like your word resiliency. That's a hot word for us in the military. And, you know, resiliency is that ability to bounce back from adversity with hope and growth. And you're speaking to a 58-year-old chaplain who came into the military at age 38. And the reason I mention that is I think it helped immunize me against certain stressors that I went through just because I was older and had a wider range of life experience. So, yes, I think the coping strategies, especially that be still and know exercise, actually help us manage our emotions, help us get in touch with our deeper part of ourselves, and help us to be more effective and steady under pressure, which is a part of resiliency.
So, Chaplain, can you give me a firsthand experience that you have witnessed using coping strategies to help them deal with whatever issues that they have going on in their personal lives?
Well, I can give you an example of a female. I gave it to her to use it, and I told her to listen to that be still and no exercise at least 3 times a day. And she did that for a month and got back in touch with me. And I said, I just want you to record on what you learned about yourself. And the key thing that she learned was that, you know, with all the losses that I've been through, and she described losses like death of family members when she was a young child, etc. She said, I started reflecting on my whole lifespan and realized how much resentment I had carried in my life. And what that coping strategies exercise did for her is help her to relieve herself of that resentment. And she described that as a pressure or a burden being lifted off of her.
I've heard it said that no man is an island, no man or woman is an island. Everybody has to grapple, to struggle with human emotions. And I wonder if by using coping strategies, does that help to negate their fear, their anger, that domino effect of negative emotions that has a tendency to take over when we lose inner control?
I think it does. But I've seen the domino effect this way, in that if you can look at the root problem that you deal with emotionally, in other words, if you can topple that first domino, often these other dominoes of hurt, pains, or resentment begin to fade away. But it also goes the other way, that if you don't let go of your resentment, well, you just keep building more dominoes, or they keep lining up that need to be toppled over. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. So you're saying that once you start reacting in a negative way, that sets up a negative domino effect, and things have a tendency to get worse and worse and worse. But by setting up the positive domino effect, you tend to deal with things better each time a problem arises. Instead of falling or failing to deal with it properly, you're able to deal with it correctly.
That is true.
Now, for those who are not familiar with the coping strategies and the process involved, can you describe for me in sort of simple terms how the coping strategies process works?
Here's what especially military members will understand: the phases of training, crawl, walk, and run. And so the coping strategy, especially the be still and no exercise, it is a training. It's a discipline. It's a practice, just like learning to improve our physical capability of running, push-ups, or set-ups. You have to practice that. With the majority of folks I work with, it will find it very hard to be still. But I say, that's okay, because we train ourselves to be still. So to practice the be still and no exercise, it on average could take 30 minutes a day, morning, sometime during the day, and in the evening. But my encouragement and challenge to anyone, try it out, practice it for 21 days in a row, and see if that makes any difference. I submit it will make a difference. It's just like training, crawl, walk, and run, and you become more effective in that. The end result is the person's thinking becomes more clear and more focused, and then a person's emotional regulation becomes more effective, and there's a sense of becoming more calm inside, which would be related to being more resilient, to be able to be steady under pressure. And in my own life, when I go through periods of great stress, when I practice this exercise, I can actually begin to feel my mind, my brain, my emotions begin to calm down. I submit it will work if a person trains themselves to work it.
Well, Chaplain, you have brought me a great deal of hope and comfort, because I can see now that there is hope for something that has had a huge impact on the military and on civilian contractors and people coming back from the stress of war and not having the tools to deal with it.
That is correct, David.
Again, my guest is Philip L. Pringle, Chaplain, United States Army, Southern Baptist. Chaplain Pringle, thank you very much for being my guest today.
Appreciate being on the air with you.